Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into The Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I wanted to share some insight on living life for yourself. If you think about it a bit, you will realize that the foundation of all our actions come from one of two reasons: our values or our insecurities. Meaning, we act based on what we desire or to avoid pain. So for example, money. We can earn money because we want to have a pleasurable life or because we want to avoid pain. Now some of us think both is important, yet we first want to avoid pain and then we seek pleasure. So the foundation is in fact coming from our insecurities or fear. Now, based on these insecurities, we wear a different mask with different people in different contexts of our lives. Maybe I am someone who is super jolly with my friends and family and stoic when at work. Why? Because I might think if I was jolly at work, I wouldn't be respected. Or maybe I'm faking the jolly side because I don't think people will like me if I was stoic. And this is what I would describe as living for others. Living for others meaning we behave based on others' values of what is important and what is not, hence ignoring that which is important to us. And sometimes people misunderstand this as caring for others, when in fact it is the opposite. Because these actions are based on fear for ourselves and not love for those important to us. This is a pretty selfish way to live, wouldn't you say? Now, if I was to act based on my values, I would be stoic or jolly in both places depending on what behavior I see fit for the situation, which gives me more freedom and range of behaviors to choose from and express with. Plus, this makes communication with others more clear and easy to understand. I am free to focus on those who are important to me in a way I see value in. This liberation of myself will encourage others to do the same for themselves, and hence we bond more naturally and intimately. Rather than worrying about what others will think about me, I am more invested in contributing value to those I love. Wouldn't you say that is pretty selfless or heroic of me? Now, people who don't understand this yet can think I'm betraying them by not caring about them or their needs and selfishly focusing on what I want only. And that's okay. This feeling of betrayal is an indication of going against one's own values. I cannot betray your values because only you know what your values are. And hence, I can never betray you literally. This is a misunderstanding. For example, if I wanted to become a painter but instead chose to be an accountant because I thought it was a more stable job, I am expecting the company or job to make my insecurities go away. So if later I lose my job or I'm unhappy with my life, I can blame the company or my job for betraying my expectations. I only feel betrayed because my insecurities did not go away in spite of choosing to become an accountant and not a painter. I thought if I acted based on my insecurities, it will go away. When in fact, it was me who kept my insecurities alive. I kept acting based on my insecurities and feeding them all this while. When you think about it, life as an accountant or painter or pilot can all be pretty similar. As an accountant, I have to attend interviews and create a trustworthy impression on others. I need to do the same interview as a painter to get dealers and clients to buy my paintings. Based on the kind of company I work at, I get paid. And similarly, based on the kind of paintings I sell, I get paid. Life is quite similar, except for the happiness I will experience in being myself and doing the job I love to my heart's content. Remember, when deciding whether to act based on your values or insecurities, one brings out the best in you and the other brings out the worst. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonder-filled week. Bye.